The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. On the air, online, and on demand. Visit the Chicago Bears Network page on chicagobears.com. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football, featuring Zach Zaidman, Patrick Manley, and your favorite Chicago Bears players. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by Giordano's, Miller Lite, and University of Phoenix.
Another training camp edition of Bears All Access brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It is game week. The Bears getting set to take on the Eagles tomorrow night at Soldier Field. Zach Zaidman, Patrick Manley, no one's played more games for the Bears in the history of the organization since 1920 than the veteran long snapper. And we are joined by one of the new Bears, Lamar Houston, the former Raider defensive end who's in his first year with the Bears. That's Lamar with two R's. Does that mean I have to say it like Lamar? Like,
oh, no, I just think my mom was a little delirious when she signed the birth certificate. So I legally, I got to stick with it.
But. I like it, though. It sets you out. You're different.
Yeah,
it is. Different.
I'm
like
a different kind of guy. Yeah.
Well, welcome to Chicago, man.
Thanks.
How's it going so far?
It's going good. You know, me and my family are kind of getting the layout of the city and getting comfortable and getting settled in.
Where'd you settle in? Up north?
Yeah,
down the city?
We're up on North Shore.
Okay.
Yeah, we're
nice.
Stepping on North
Very
Shore.
Nice. Makes it a little bit easier to get to practice.
Yeah, a lot easier.
There's a few guys that live in the city, but the traffic is. I did it for 2 years, and it was fun for 2 years, but after that, it was a lot better living close to the facility.
Yeah, I can't do the traffic. Yeah. I'm not a fan of it. So I live about 10 minutes away.
Gotcha. Good deal.
Very cool. So you come to the Bears, preeminent franchise of the National Football League, and you come from a fan base in Oakland that, dare I say, a little different than the one here? Have you been able to experience the difference?
Yeah, they're different. I don't see too many costumes out there, too many Staley the Bear costumes. But, no, they're great fans. The Raider fans are great fans. They're loyal fans, and they're passionate about their Raider football. And, you know, they get decked out every Sunday. It's lawyers, doctors. These guys are painting their faces and putting on the shoulder pads. So, you know, it's a different environment, but it's all fun.
I got to tell you a story of when back when I played and we were there, Fred Miller, our tackle, the O-line will warm up in the end zone. And the second team O-line's doing their drills. Well, he's backed up against the back wall. The next thing you know, he's got a 24-ounce beer poured all down his head. And that was Oakland, man. Those fans were nuts. They were passionate. Chicago fans are passionate, but yeah. You don't see as many guys with spikes on their shoulder pads sitting on the in the stands and stuff. Yeah. But you're going to see some passionate fans here. You're going to love it.
That's great. I'm excited about it.
Now, a lot of people who may have not seen Lamar when he's not wearing a helmet, he's got a unique look. He's going to grow it back from what I understand. Now, I was born with this colorful hair. You decided to have what? A little patch of, would you call it, blonde?
Just a little patch of blonde. Just a little something different, you know, just break up the monotony. I always like doing creative hairstyles and haircuts. I've been doing it since I've been in college. I mean,
what's some of the best ones you've ever had?
I tried the box, but my hair is just too curly, so yeah. I had to just get rid of it.
Dreads?
No dreads. It's okay. Too dirty.
It's too dirty.
I've done names in the head, braids, just any type of thing you could think of, stars, just different designs.
It always grows back.
Yeah, it just grows
shave
back.
Shave it down, grows back.
Yep.
We're visiting with Lamar Houston here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. So when you initially went blonde, you did it to help your wife.
Yes, that's right. Actually, she was nervous. She didn't want it. She wanted to dye like the tip of her hair, but she's like, I don't know how it's going to look. I don't want to look stupid. I was like, well, look, I'll dye my hair. And I'll dye the front of it. And there's no way you can look stupider than that. So you have nothing to worry about.
Did she go with the color?
She did.
Yeah, so
we both had blonde.
Okay.
And so then everybody started asking if we're going to put in our little kids' hair. So, you know, everybody thought we were the Nutso family.
But then you decided to keep it.
Yeah. I actually ended up liking it. Yeah.
It's like Wesley Snipes.
So how long have you had it then?
I wore it all last year and part of this spring.
And you'll keep it. You'll go back to it once you...
Once I get
back
out of
north,
I'll get back on it.
Now, you're one of these guys, at least I've noticed on the practice field and from watching some of the games that you've played in, you have that ability to turn the switch. See, right now you're affable, you're nice, you're conversational, but it is football after
all.
We
got rules out here in society, man.
That's right. That's right.
But what are the rules when you actually hit the field? Because it's a different story.
I mean, you know, I had a high school coach who was a real blue collar, and, you know, he's a Pittsburgh guy. He's one of those people from Pennsylvania, steel mill family, you know, real hard workers. And he just always taught me to work hard. And when you get out on the field, you flip the switch, and there pretty much are no rules. Yeah. I mean, there are rules.
Play between the whistles.
You know, you play between the whistles.
Yeah, there's no rules between the whistles, really.
Yeah, as hard as you can go. Sure. And that's just, you know, that's all I know.
Do you like getting in an opponent's head when they start fighting you, if you will? Do you consider that a victory?
I mean, for me, I just like violence. So it's not really about, you know, for me, it's not really about the mental game. I'm not going to say too much to you. I'm not going to try and get you off your game. But if you want to come physically fight with me, I'm all for it.
And it's legal.
It's
yeah,
legal.
You're allowed to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially in the trenches.
Yeah. And you got two other intense guys, Jeremiah Ratliff and Jared Allen.
Yeah.
How excited were you when you heard Jared Allen was going to be your cohort on the other side of the line?
I was stoked.
Yeah.
I was stoked. I mean, you know, playing next to a guy like that, 128 and a half sacks. I mean, guys, he's a real technician. Yeah. Doesn't waste a step. It's just so much I can learn from him, you know.
How much competition will be between you two guys getting to the quarterback? You know, will you be upset if he gets a sack and you just miss it? Or will you high five him and then walk away and be like, "That was mine"?
I might get a little fist clench in there. Yeah. But you know, I'll be happy for him.
Yeah.
But not. We're gonna compete, man. We're competitive, and he, you know, he's a great pass rusher, and I'm trying to learn everything I can from him, and we're gonna try and help this defense get better in any way we can, especially with Jay Rat in the middle. You know, it's gonna make it a lot better for both of us.
You know, the thing that you forget about is that when you first signed here, you didn't know that you would play with Jared Allen.
So no.
You came here as the man, right? Then they add him to the mix. Your numbers could go up. You might have better numbers here than you ever did in Oakland just because of the help.
Yeah, possibly. You know, the talent alone here that I've played with, besides probably my first 2 years in Oakland, will be better than what I've had there. So, you know, guys like Stephen Pia, Will Sutton, you know, Jay Ratliff, Eagle Ferguson, Willie Young, Jared Allen, you know, playing with those guys, that caliber of talent, you know, there's no way that you should fail.
Yeah, Willie Young, the Bears saw him. How many years in Detroit to add him to the mix is that's a good one to have coming off the bench. That's a good change up or a bad change up for the tackle to see if you've got to leave or Jaron's got to take a playoff.
All elbows and toes.
Yeah,
baby. Right. he's tall and lanky, man. Yeah. He's tall and lanky, and he's a good player. He plays hard, so you know it's a good group of guys they put together, and you know the room it's a fun place to be. You know it makes the game a lot more it makes the game enjoyable when you can sit and laugh and hang out with the guys you go to war with. You know, it's something about that makes the game really, really special.
Injuries prevented the Bears, I think, from taking enough quality defensive linemen from Bourbonnais to Chicago a year ago after camp. A good player could get cut this year on the defensive line because there is that talent that you talked about. We got to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll find out more about the rest of the defense from Lamar's point of view. Plus, get ready for a pat down. I'll explain next. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Back to football week with the Super Bear Shuffle 5K at Soldier Field on Thursday, September 4th. Registration for the race is now open. Visit ChicagoBears.com for all the details. Zach Zabin, Patrick Manley, alongside new Bear Lamar Houston here on the show. And Lamar, you got a big game coming up tomorrow against the Eagles. Realistically, what are you looking to do as a first team defense?
For me, I think we really just want to get that feel of the game, you know, because this is a pro league. I mean, this is the NFL, so it's not gonna be easy for you just to come out and play hard and play at your best, even if you've been in training camp all year. You know, you have to get a feel for the game again. You have to get a feel for it being full speed. You know, you have to get a feel for, you know, the way you react to different things and blocks like that. So I just really expect us to come out there and show how hard we're gonna play and how much we can improve over the year, really. So it's the first preseason game. You know, it's not that much about the starters. It's more about guys getting opportunity to show what they can do. So, you know, with the chances we get, hopefully we get out there and show that we've been putting in a lot of work this offseason.
In Oakland, you played all over. You played outside, left, right. Here, you know, I don't think, I don't know, but I don't know how much you'll be doing. I guess my question is, what will you be doing? Will you be mostly on the left end, right end, three technique? How much of that will you play?
I think I'll be mostly on the left end, and I'll be coming in on most passing situations on the inside. So I'll be going back and forth between end and tackle. So we'll just see, you know, what the matchup is, or, you know, what we got going, and try and work from there. I mean, really, I think Coach Tucker's just trying to put people in a position to make plays where they're capable of making plays.
Do you look forward moving down into the three technique?
Oh, I love it, yeah. I mean, a lot of people don't know, you know, originally when I came out of college, I was actually a D tackle, and, you know, Al Davis just – he wanted big and he wanted fast, so he made me play defensive end, and that's how I ended up playing defensive end again. I was about 3'10".
Oh, wow. How much you weigh now?
I'm like 264.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. How'd you lose all the weight?
Over probably like the past couple of years, I lost probably about 40 pounds.
Oh, okay. So you've just been trimming down over the years. Okay,
yeah,
I got
yeah
you.
Over the years, yeah.
I
got
you. What was your first meeting with Al Davis like?
Oh, man, it's – you know, it was a little eerie because you see this guy, he was elderly, and you're just like, man, this guy can't possibly know anything about, you know, me or football. But as soon as I sat down, he's like, yeah, you're sitting there at the University of Texas, you're in that 4-eye, and you're just blowing Trent Williams up. And I was like, no, this guy knows who I am and who the guy I'm going against.
Your technique and everything.
Yeah, and I'm like, and I'm just astonished, you know, it was really amazing, you know, towards the end of his years, just to see how actually sharp of a guy he really was.
So how long did it take you to get over the outfits? Because I'm sure he was wearing something flamboyant when he had this conversation.
It's not. See, it's not the outfits. It's the cologne.
Yeah, you can't smell that on TV.
The outfits look good, but the cologne you can smell from 100 feet away.
Oh, I mean, wow. You knew he was coming. Or knew he was around.
You knew he's coming when you were in training camp in Napa. And up in Napa, you know, you got trees, you got grapes, you got all these things you can smell. I mean, as soon as you smell that same cologne. You look back, there's the golf cart right there. Yeah. Al Davis is out of
I do it. So Bourbon A is obviously, it's a nice place. But you get to go to training camp in Napa?
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I mean, the scenery is definitely –
that's got to be different practicing sweet. Football and seeing what you see compared out here.
The drive up to Napa is it's gorgeous. Yeah. Man. You just see rolling hills of vineyards just
I
would have
taken like a week
out.
Vacation before in Napa to go to training camp.
Yeah, no. But, you know, they have it pretty pretty locked in and focused there, though, for you. You got a nice little hotel. We have a big field behind us, and you pretty much just stay in between there. But it's a beautiful place, though.
How have you been enjoying Bourbon A in the dorms and the meeting rooms here? And
I mean, it's nice because I actually get my own room.
You know? Oh, you had roommates there?
Yeah, we had to share the double bed Marriott rooms.
That's awful. The training camp to have a – oh, man.
Yeah. No, but that got them used to the Raiders locker room.
Yeah. That's true.
Man, it might be the smallest locker room in the league.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, it is. I mean – the facilities here in Chicago are amazing.
Yeah, that new Hallis Hall is really nice. Yeah,
I went to the stadium, Soldier Field, for Family Fest.
Is that your
Fest?
First time there for Family Fest?
That was
my
first time in the locker room, too. So just seeing that locker room is nice.
It's a great stadium to play in.
This is Bears All Access with new Bear Lamar Houston. I'm Zach Sabin. Patrick Manley is along. Let's talk a little bit about the Bears defense, because for years, fans here in Chicago were used to Lovie Smith's. They called it cover two defense, basically a 4-3, traditional cover two, but they do a little bit other things. What is this defense that you guys are putting together? How would you describe it to fans?
I would describe it as almost a traditional 4-3, but I think we have a few wrinkles in there that Mel Tucker's thrown in to put us at an advantage over our opponents, but I think we're pretty much a traditional 4-3.
How much more emphasis has gone in this year? Because last year when I was there, our D-line was depleted. We were awful in the run. And how much more emphasis has gone into that this year in this camp, offseason, all that?
A ton.
Yeah.
A ton. Yesterday I was doing three-point stances like I was in Pee-wee football.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Going back to the basics. Yeah. Everything's back to the basics.
I mean, we're getting nitty and gritty about it. But, you know, it's important because if you can't stop the run, you can't get to the passer. So,
sure.
You know, it's important that we are able to stop the run. And I'm sure a lot of teams are going to. I want to find out if that's what we can do right away, since that's what they needed to improve the most from last year. So, you know, I think it's going to be more a test of pride than anything.
But you guys got to be excited to make that change, to be those guys that, like, hey, last year, you know, Bears have been traditionally a great defensive team. Last year they were not. you got to have a lot of pride. You're like, hey.
Oh, yeah, man. Like I said, I like violence. So if it's coming my way, it's going to be a party.
Yep, that's good to hear for Chicago Bears fan. That's awesome.
Yeah, they need that party because last year it was not.
It was not a party. It was a party on the for the other sideline.
In the end zone?
Yeah.
Party in the end zone.
Party in the end zone, exactly.
Bears gave up nearly 30 points a game defensively. They were tied with the Jaguars for the fewest sacks in the league. And as you mentioned, you earned the right to rush the passer. The Bears didn't earn that right because teams ran for 5 yards a pop against the Bears, the only team in the NFL that allowed that. They were last in the league against the run, the worst they've been since the Bears franchise was formed in 1920 when Pat joined the team.
Oh, man. That's,
yeah, we weren't there. Yeah.
I think we're going to improve on that. We have guys in here who take pride in playing the run, like Jay Ratliff and Steven and me and Willie and Jared. You know, we're guys who want to improve this defense, and that's what we've been brought in to do. So, you know, we can't wait to get a chance to show people what we're made of.
I'll tell you who can't wait to get a chance to show something. That's Patrick Manley. He goes 60 Minutes style interviewing you next right here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Chicago Bears Network presents Inside the Bears, a unique TV show starring Anthony Adams and Lindsay Petrucci, brought to you by Jimmy John's and airing every Sunday night at 10:35 on Fox Chicago. Go to chicagobears.com/insidethebears. This week, Anthony Adams crashes picture day at Halas Hall. Also, a behind-the-scenes look at Kyle Fuller's draft day experience. He's had an interesting training camp so far. Zach Zaidman, Patrick Manley, joined by new Bear Lamar Houston. And we're going to attempt something new here on the program, first ever, because we've got Pat now a year of experience. He's a professional radio man now.
Still a rookie.
And he's smooth transition.
That's right.
He's got all these questions. You know, for years, the questions were asked of him. Now he gets an opportunity to throw it your way.
Yeah, and Lamar, I just want to make it like a random questions, find out just interesting stuff about you, let Chicago find out about you. But a lot of them are just kind of random, and I'm sure they'll change over the year if we continue doing this. But you want me to fire away, Zach?
Yeah, we'll call it the pat down, and it begins now.
Okay. First one, deep dish pizza or thin crust pizza?
Deep dish.
Oh, that's good. Chicago people like to hear that. Favorite home-cooked meal?
Cheeseburger.
All right. What was your athlete poster you had on the wall growing up?
Emmitt Smith.
All right. First scar or injury, and is there a story with it?
I don't know if I have a first scar. I got a ton of scars.
Any good stories with them?
Let's see. No, mine's are all just kind of like...
Just plain old injuries?
Yeah, just...
Okay. The other one is I used to ask the guys... Because I'm older, obviously, and when I was playing, I was a lot older, was just random movies that they'd seen, and they haven't seen them. So here you go. Have you seen the movie Fletch?
No.
But you got to see that one. Have you ever seen The Golden Child?
No.
Have you ever seen Coming to America?
Yes.
Okay. Have you seen Caddyshack?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I recommend those other two you need to go see. Fletch is with Chevy Chase in, and The Golden Child's with Eddie Murphy. Late 80s, early 90s movies.
I was born in 87.
That's
bro.
What I'm saying. That's what I would tell those guys. I'm like, what is Fletch? What is Golden? I'm like, just go rent them.
Oh, wait. Golden Child, Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy, yeah.
I've seen that.
Okay.
Fletch
is the one I always get. I'm like, what is Fletch? It's with Chevy Chase, and it's an old movie. He's a private investigator or whatever, but that's the one I always tell the young guys, you got to just see that one.
Yeah.
And they come back entertained.
Favorite character on Coming to America?
I mean, it's got to be Eddie Murphy.
Well, they were all Eddie Murphy characters.
Yeah, which one?
well, when he played, was it Chocolate?
Sexual Chocolate.
Yeah, Sexual Chocolate. We're singing Sexual Chocolate.
That's a good one. All right, now here's a good one. What is your soap opera name? And by that I mean you take your middle name and the street you grew up on or the college you went to, whichever one sounds better.
Huh. Lamar, Texas or Lamar Bell Mountain?
What's your middle name?
Lamar.
So what was it? Lamar what?
Lamar Bell Mountain.
I like
Lamar,
that. You could do
Texas.
That one on a
yeah.
soap opera.
I was thinking more like Terry, Terry Crews or something. It's got to be something soft.
Now, would you be the bad guy in a soap opera?
No, I've got to be the good guy. I'm the guy who's the doctor saving lives.
Yeah, <right. laughs> All right, the best game you've ever played in, college, high school, pros?
Alabama versus Texas National Championship, and then Oklahoma State versus Texas. We came back from 28 to 35.
Oh, nice. All right. Favorite sport other than football?
Basketball.
Did you play basketball in high school?
Yes.
Was that your favorite sport over football?
Yeah, actually it was. Yeah, I just stopped growing, you know.
That hurts.
I got to 6 feet and then wasn't really sprouting up from there. Got to 6'2", and that was kind of
it. Topped off.
Yeah.
All right, the best play you've ever made. This is the last one.
Let's see. I think last year I made a play to win the game versus the Jags.
What'd you do?
Forced fumble. And
nice.
Like an all-state play, almost. Like shallow cross from
the
X.
Yeah.
Just stopped rushing, came back, and ripped it out.
Made the play and won the game.
Yeah, won the game.
You know, Phil Emery loved that play.
I got him paid. I got him paid.
That's something the Bears could not do consistently.
Or actually, another one of mine's when we played Oklahoma State at home in college, I tackled Dez Bryant on the screen and won the game.
Well, that's good. Yeah. That's a good one.
Notice I didn't say sack. That's what you got to like. I mean, we're talking about the nitty gritty in the trenches. I like that. That's very impressive. By the way, what was Texas like? Because everyone that I meet that went there, you know, you have all these other players who want to leave school early all the time. I think if players from Texas, they'd stay 7 years if they could before coming to the NFL.
It's like a brotherhood, man. I mean, if you guys met Henry Melton, he's like one of my closest friends, you know. So guys normally from my school, we really like stay close after school too. Like I see them every off season. You know, we go to dinner, we hang out at each other's house. So, you know, we never really let it stop after you go to school.
Is that a lot to do with Mac Brown when he was there? Or is it just the whole school itself?
I think it had a lot to do with Coach Brown because he let you know that this is a brotherhood. Mm-hmm. This is your fraternity. This is you guys, your family. You don't have to do much outside of that. So
is that similar stuff as Mark Trestman teaches?
It is. Yeah. And I told Coach Trestman he reminded me of Coach Brown when I was just getting to school.
You had a lot of success doing that in Texas.
Yeah, a lot. We had some golden years there, and you know.
You can't win them all, but you guys had some real good years. Yeah,
we had a lot of good years.
Is that different, that style that Mac Brown had, that Mark Trestman has, from what normally is way of the world when it comes to football?
I think it is. I mean, especially on this level because, you know, there's so much business involved that people sometimes forget about the brotherhood of football, the continuity it takes between the two people to make things work. And, you know, I think when you forget that and you're so much business, there's so much football, you kind of lose that passion and that love tension for the game that people have. And it just becomes kind of a monotonous routine. Wake up Monday, off on Tuesday, practice Wednesday, practice Thursday, fly on Friday. Instead of, I'm at work, I'm with my guys, you know, we're having fun, we're going to go work hard, then we're going to go to meetings, you know, we're going to have lunch. Like, it's a different environment that you build between the players.
Yeah, you want to, when we had the years in Lovey's, when we were real good, you wanted to get up to go to work.
Yeah.
You loved going to work. It was almost like recess. I called it recess. We'd go have fun and play.
Yeah.
You'd work and play hard and compete, but it was like a good third grade recess. Yeah. It was a blast. That makes it a lot more fun, and I think you can win a lot more doing that.
See, I always think the challenge is when times are tough, that's when you learn if that relationship really matters.
Yeah.
You know, because during the good times, it's easy.
Yeah. Sure. If you find out how good a relationship is when you stress it, you know. So if you guys are out there under pressure and it's fourth quarter and it's third quarter, then you're going to find out how strong is this bond between one another, how much can you guys stick together and stay on the same page and get the job done.
Or just even like game losing streak, coming back to work that following Monday and be like, hey, we got to right this ship and making sure everybody's buying in. They're not pointing fingers at each other for the losses. That does help a lot.
We got to take a time out. When we come back, we're going to find out just how much of a Bears authority Lamar Houston is. He hasn't even played a real game yet. That's coming up. Lamar Houston, our guest. I'm Zach Sabin. Patrick Manley is here. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Join the Chicago Bears Kids Club, brought to you by Papa John's. Members have access to events, contests, and opportunities to meet Bears players, as well as chances to win Bears tickets. Sign up at chicagobears.com/kidsclub. Zach Zidman, Patrick Manley, and new Bear Lamar Houston with us for the full hour here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. It seems a little unfair to kind of throw Lamar into the fire here for Are You a Bears Authority? It's a game we play every week. It's one of our hottest rated segments because, quite frankly, you're taking on the legend. Patrick Manley's been a Bear longer than anyone else.
Yeah, he knows all of it. He is Bears history.
Yes, he is Bears history. Great point. But we're going to find out just how much you know. And it's all multiple choice, so it should be easy for you,
easier,
I think. All right, so here's how we play. I ask a question. If you know the answer, you hit the buzzer in front of you. Pat, give Lamar just like that. That's what it's going to sound like. Whoever's buzzer goes off first.
Just like that?
Yeah, all both right. can't go off at the same time. So when one goes off, you'll know who it is. You get a chance to answer the question. If you get it right, we move on to the next one. If you get it wrong, the other player has an opportunity to answer the question. So all the questions, multiple choice. Whoever has the most right after seven wins a Sports Authority gift certificate for a lucky Bears fan. Patrick, you're playing for Caroline Wood of Schaumburg. And Lamar, you're playing for Rich Loom of Bourbonnais. And if you're listening right now and you want to sign up to a future game, all you have to do is go to chicagobears.com/CBN and click on the Bears All Access page where you can also listen to all of our shows. Ready?
Let's go.
Here we go. You know, he likes violence.
No, maybe I want to give him the win.
Sorry, Rich.
I'm done with that violent stuff.
Already Lamar is apologizing for Rich. That's not a positive sign. Which current Bears assistant coach played for the Berlin Thunder of the World League? Go ahead,
Mike
Patrick.
Rowe.
Incorrect. For the Berlin Thunder or the World League of American Football in 2001 and 2002. Here are the choices. Reggie Herring, Dwayne Stukes, Clint Hurt, Pat Meyer.
is it Coach Hurt? Or is it?
Incorrect.
I thought it was Coach Hurt.
It is Dwayne Stukes, the special teams assistant.
Multiple choice. I should have waited.
Exactly. So Lamar's got a fighting chance here. And for those people who don't know, Clint Hurt is the assistant defensive line coach.
Yes.
He was the top recruiter for a long time at Miami and Louisville, right? Mm-hmm. So he must have recruited you back in the day.
Yeah, he did. But he was a top player at Miami, too.
Yeah, and he's a big guy.
Large man.
He might. You're saying it, not me. I don't want to. I'm not making fun of him.
I'm just saying he's big,
yeah,
man.
He's
big.
Yeah. You notice him on the football field when he's coaching out there. He's loud, too.
He's got some thunder.
That's some Berlin thunder, but he didn't play for him. All right, question two, game scoreless. Bears legend Mike Ditka garnered NFL Rookie of the Year honors in his first season as a Bear. What year was it? Lamar?
It's got to be in the 60s.
That's true. Now just narrow it to one.
Give him the multiple choice.
64.
Incorrect. Here are the choices. 1960, 1961, 1962, 1963.
1963.
Incorrect. That's the year the Bears won the championship.
I thought maybe he was a rookie.
He came into the league in 1961, and he put up some phenomenal numbers.
He was a rookie.
Yeah, so.
Well, he's not that big of a legend then if he didn't win it his rookie year. I mean, they didn't win it his rookie year.
The championship?
Yeah.
They needed to get a quarterback, and you know they got it right by year three.
Legend.
All right, here we go. Question number three. The Bears had a season high in points last season when they played the Cowboys on December 9th. How many points did they score? 28, 31, 42, or 45? Lamar?
42?
Incorrect.
Give them to me again. What was B?
28, 31, 45.
I guess I'm going to go with 45, but I can't remember.
Correct.
It was too cold to remember the score. I was just happy
man,
the game was over.
See, you have not played in those conditions, by the way.
Oh, boy.
I played in some cold games.
No.
we played in Lambeau Field.
Yeah.
My rookie year was like 15 degrees below.
You're going to get a couple of those.
Like yeah.
And then the other thing is you got to go to Minnesota now. There's no dome. That's another reason why I retired. I didn't want to go back up there and play.
I don't blame you. But in 2010, you guys had to play outdoors after the roof collapsed
that was
there.
Bad.
But you won the NFC North.
That was the good part, but the game was no fun.
The field
the
was
hat
ice.
Game.
They didn't have heating coils underneath the field because they were playing at the University of Minnesota Stadium. And there was a sheet of ice that you guys were playing
on. And it was hard. I mean, it was hard as this table.
Yeah,
it wasn't safe.
Yeah.
Nice.
And the heaters on the sideline were like literally a match and somebody blowing the match trying to warm you up. they were pretty bad.
People were sliding all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
So if you think you're violent now, wait till the end of the season.
Yeah.
My goodness. All right. So it's a 1-0 lead for Patrick over Lamar. Question number four here on Bears All Access. Which team have the Bears played the least amount of games against in their history? Again, fewest games the Bears have played against this particular team. The Titans, the Texans, the Jaguars, or the Buccaneers?
Patrick. Texans.
Correct.
I don't know how I was supposed to know this stuff.
I believe you're 0-3, right?
I think so.
I don't think
yeah.
the Bears have ever beaten the Texans. No. All right, so it's a 2-0 lead for Patrick. Hopefully Lamar's a fourth-quarter player. Here we go. Question number five. Where did Bears tackle Jermon Bushrod play his college ball? Syracuse, Towson, Ball State?
Towson.
Wow.
That's because I got to sit on the O-line bus all those years.
Nah, that's cheating.
No, I know.
I feel bad for Lamar. So, Patrick
this
is...
This really isn't fair.
Yeah.
Patrick should be called the pat down again.
Yeah. Patrick Manley does win the game, so Caroline Wood gets a gift certificate to Sports Authority, courtesy of Pat Manley. But if you want, Lamar, I can ask the other two questions, see what you know here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just for pride.
History.
Yeah, question number six. What is the Bears team record for most first downs in a game? 32, 33, 34, or 35? My hint, it's in the 30s.
In the lower 30s?
Let's go with the most. 35.
Incorrect. 33. It's okay. This is a training camp practice. Don't worry about it. And then here's question seven about one of your new teammates. How old is Charles Tillman? 33, 34, 35, 36. You want me to give you a hint?
33.
Yes. It's his uniform number.
He's young. 33 is young.
Is he?
He's a young 33, yes.
When do you start to feel, we've got to hit the break here, but when do you start to feel like you're in your 30s as a football player?
I'd say around 30. Well, for me, I mean, I was a long snapper, so it's different. I wasn't taking the beating those guys were. But for me, it was around 34, 35. Is when I started feeling.
And what changes? Just
the aches when you get up in the morning, walking down the stairs, a little bit harder to get loose in the morning. Yeah, just part of the game, but that's what happens.
Do you ever? When do you truly recover, Lamar, from a game? Say you play a game Sunday, normal, 12, 1 o'clock game on Sunday.
I mean, depending on if I get to get a massage or do any extra type of treatment, probably Wednesday night. Wednesday night.
That's
I don't know
hardcore.
How those guys do that.
That is a lot of, especially when you're getting the amount of reps that you guys get on the interior. Oh, man. All right. We got to take a break. When we come back, let's get Lamar's take on the other side of the ball. They practice ones on ones. The Bears have one of the best offenses in football, at least last year. Does that continue heading into this season? Lamar Houston's take next on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Register today at Priceless.com/Chicago for MasterCard's Priceless Chicago, a collection of amazing experiences available exclusively to MasterCard cardholders. Long snapper Patrick Manley. I'm Zach Saveman. Pleased to be joined by new Bear Lamar Houston here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. So you get a chance to practice against this offense, the Bears' first team offense, every single day. What's that like?
Oh, it makes you elevate your game. It's amazing. I like it. Makes you competitive too, because these guys they're good at what they do. They know how to do it, and they do it every day well. So you have to come out ready, and you have to be able to compete with them and keep that level of intensity up there with them, because they're going to be a good offensive football team.
That's what you brought up is intensity, because I know you guys are intense up front. I know Garza won't let his group back down.
No,
they got to be battles every day. I mean, it's basically almost like a game day every day for you guys.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's not an easy day, is it?
No, not an easy day. These guys are, for the most part, they have some of the best feet I've seen on offensive linemen. They're really athletic, and they're strong, and they're big guys. So, they work well together, and they have a chemistry that they've built over the last couple of years, and it's nice. I've never seen an offensive lineman that works that well together.
And you're working against Jordan Mills. It'll be his second year. He's a rookie last year, had a good year. What do you see as his potential? How high could he get? How good could he become? working with him every day.
They've had some skirmishes out there.
You guys are really sick of each other already in second week of camp.
Oh, no, man. We're competitive. We're competitive. And I think he's got the potential to be a Pro Bowl player and a good player. He's really athletic for a right tackle. Most of the times that's the lesser athletic tackle, but he's actually really athletic, and he has good feet, and he's strong. So, with those things, he's able to handle different moves and looks that you give him unorthodox compared to a traditional right tackle. So, he's a really good player.
Are you teaching as well? If you beat him or whatever, you tell him, hey, I was seeing this and work on this and stuff?
Yeah, we go back and forth, and we talk about technique, and we're talking about what we're shooting for and why why we did this and why we lose here and what's the look I got from him and why I did that and why I reacted that way. Or he'll say, you know, he was trying to place his hands here, and I'll say, I missed my move here. He'll say, yeah, because I tried to post you here on the shoulder. So, you know, we go back and forth, and we try and pretty much, you know, grow from every rep.
So you're competing against each other, but learning from each other as well. That's a sign of a good team. That's good to hear.
You know, what was interesting to me is that one of the skirmishes of camp, you got into it with Jordan Mills, and Kai Long, who at the time was not practicing, sees what's going on, and Mills and Long are they're like brothers. They're that tight. And Kai Long comes off the sideline and starts getting into it with you. I mean, that's how you know it's a close-knit team.
Yeah, no, those guys are good players. They play together on that side, so they're going to ride together. So, you know, it's been fun, and we're competitive, and we're going to go at each other hard every day. And, you know, no one's backing down, so that's a good way to keep your training camp tough.
Has it been a challenge, though, because you want to practice hard, and occasionally that means you play to the echo of the whistle, both sides, and then what happened the other day, obviously, with Martellus Bennett and what the Bears did after that, suspending him, what's the talk been from the coaching staff on down to make sure that you guys still are intense without going overboard?
You know, we all just know there's certain things you can't do, and when the whistle blows, you got to stop. So, you know, we just keep everything in the framework of staying in between the whistles and keeping it high intensity and knowing that we're trying to keep everybody safe here. And it's about getting people to September, not about, you know, who's the toughest guy or the roughest guy. It's really about trying to be a healthy team in September. So everybody's just trying to be safe and play with inside the whistle and keep inside the rules. So, you know, everybody's really just about safety.
Yeah, but it's still, you're still a team. It's going to happen. No. Every camp, you're going to have something like that happen.
Yeah.
You just kind of brush it aside and give it up to two guys getting angry at each other, and hopefully he cools down and comes back and is ready to go and right on, you know, a great teammate.
That's what happens when you have people who are highly competitive, though. You know, you got people who don't want to lose. When you don't want to lose.
You don't want to lose, and you want to be great.
Yeah, you want to be great. You don't want to lose. You know, you're just trying to do it however you can do it. So, you know, I think guys are fine here. You know, after things happen on the field, they let it blow off, and we're just back in the locker room shooting it, you know.
You know, you're talking about you working with Jordan Mills. How much work do you do with Jared Allen? How much has he taught you? Or are you teaching him? You know, how much you don't think of it? Say two.
I can't teach him nothing, man.
I'm sure there's something he's learning from you. That's how he became great. You take something from everybody.
No, I sat with him all off season. You know, after we had practice, I would sit him for about 30 minutes and just ask him, you know, what I'm supposed to be doing, what am I supposed to be looking at, what formations give you what sets are meant for what plays. You know, the guy knows everything about pass rush. When I say everything, he knows everything about pass rush. So, you know, I've sat with him all off season just asking questions and saying, okay, what should I do here? What should I do here? You know, he's explaining to me how, you know, different looks come just from the way you're in your stance, and you know, I mean, I could go on and on and on. So, you know, I've been learning as much as I can from him, and I appreciate him actually opening the door and willing to teach me, you know, what he knows.
I mean, think about it. There are a handful of players in the history of the game that have done that job better than Jared Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, so if he talks, you better listen, right?
I mean,
Now, Joe Kim is another guy helping you guys out. He's a consultant that the Bears have brought in, a martial arts master. You seem like the kind of guy that would take to what he's teaching. What have you learned?
I really have. I've learned all type of hand combination movements, from swipes, sweeps.
Can you
chops.
Demonstrate on Pat? Just
I told you, I'm done with violence. I'm done with no more violence for me.
Swipes, sweeps, chops, stabs. I mean, the guy knows it all. You know, he knows all the hand coordination things to go with your rushes and your footwork. So, you know, it's really important, because when you're pass rushing, it's not just about getting to the quarterback. You got to defeat the block. And when you defeat the block, you have to deal with technique. And if you don't have any technique, you're never going to get anywhere.
I got so many more questions for Lamar. I know you
do
too.
I want to ask another question about Joe Kim.
Yeah, so we'll get back to the Joe Kim, the martial arts master, and what he's teaching the Bears defensive line. Plus, let's get a scouting report on the rookies, the number 2 pick, the number 3 pick. I mean, these are guys that are playing alongside of you on the interior of the Bears defensive line, talking specifically about Ego Ferguson and Will Sutton. That's next with Lamar Houston on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Zach Saban, Patrick Manley with you. Our final few moments here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. Our first chance to visit with Lamar Houston. Very entertaining, very enjoyable, and he knows his football. That's the cool thing, in addition to the fun stuff. We were talking about Joe Kim, the martial arts master that Bears have brought in to work on hand techniques with the linemen, and Lamar has bought in. So have some of the other guys, because you have to use your hands a lot more. You weren't around for the way the Bears were teaching their defensive line the last few years, but Coach Paul Pasqualoni, the new defensive line coach, he really wants you guys to grab that lineman and move him out of the way, right?
Yeah, he's about the violence in the hands, the speed of the hands. So, you know, we do all type of quick punch drills, reaction drills, blood drill.
What's that?
And blood drills are old school drill. You know,
he's played an old school coach.
Yeah, he played at Penn State behind Jack Ham. Oh. So, you know, he's real old school blue collar guy.
He was the head coach at Syracuse. He used to say back then that he was the worst ever linebacker.
Yeah, he
did.
He says it all. He said that's why he always says I played behind Jack Ham first.
Coaches, aren't they the worst players normally?
No, but the blood drills, you got three people lined up in front of you and one just comes out of nowhere. Real old school, but it's you know, I like it. It's nice. You know, it teaches us to get the violence and the speed of our hands ready to attack an offensive lineman and punch him and get off of him.
Sure.
You know, and shed the block. So, you know, it's good having Coach Pasqualoni as a defensive line coach, because he doesn't only know defensive line play, but he knows the whole grand scheme of things. So mm-hmm. that way, when he explains things to you and explains techniques to you, you have a clear understanding of why it's important that you do what you're doing.
That makes the job easier.
Yeah, a lot easier. Yeah. A lot easier. So it's, you know, meetings are a little, you know, he's a head coach, so meetings get a little drawn, but, you know, it's a good thing. It's enjoyable. They go a little long.
So Zach mentioned the two rookies. My question about the rookies is, because you got some veterans now in your room, you guys, do you treat them like rookies? Are they supposed to keep their mouth shut and just follow? Are they allowed to talk in meetings? Is there much interaction? How's that go?
I don't know, man. It's a new era. You don't really.
Good politically correct answer. Yeah.
It's a little different than even when I came in as a rookie. But I think these guys are some of the humblest rookies I've been around. Mm-hmm. They're really good guys. Ego is and will is, and they just want to learn as much as they can. They ask a lot of questions. You know, they're curious to know what it takes to get better. And, you know, it's something you can appreciate in a rookie, because most of the time guys come in like, oh, yeah, I made it to the NFL. You know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I don't care. I can, you know, I got it. I'm in now. But these guys are really humble.
They better be humble in that room.
They're humble. But, you know, they're fun guys to be around. I like watching them play. They're explosive. They're quick. And they're
are they
nice.
Different styles of players?
Yeah.
Completely different styles? Or are they?
I think they're completely different styles of players because the size they are. Will Sutton's more of a quick, explosive, pass rushing, stout run defender, and Ego Ferguson's just more of a monster, just a big man that's got to stop. And, you know, it's the combination of them too. They can play well together. You know, the more they learn, the more they grow in the game. So it's exciting to see two guys come like that in the NFL ready to play.
You piqued my interest. So what did they do to you in Oakland when you were a rookie?
Well, I'll put it like this. I had Big John Henderson, Tommy Kelly, and Richard Seymour.
Yeah, Richard Seymour. That's a tough room to walk into as a rookie.
We're talking about year 10, year 8, and going on year 9. So, you know,
were you a talker coming out of school?
No, not at all. Yeah, I had older brothers, so I just knew. I have four older brothers, so I just know if you're coming in and you got some older guys like your brother, you're gonna talk a lot of stuff, they're gonna come and get you. Mm-hmm. So I just came in there and was quiet. You know, I went and got my In-N-Out and brought it in. Nobody ate it.
That's what I was gonna ask you. What did you have to get?
I got snack. One day I went and brought probably about 10 or 15 burgers.
Yeah.
I went, got these 10 or 15 double whatever all the way.
The double doubles?
Double doubles. I bring them in, and I'm like, all right, I got the double doubles. All the vets, everybody, oh, we got to weigh in tomorrow. Oh, I'm not really feeling it. Who wants a cheeseburger? Oh, you got lettuce and tomatoes on there. I'm not eating this. I had to go around giving them all out to offensive linemen or whoever will take them.
Yeah.
And I had to always have snack and, you know, chew and stuff and just cleaning up the room, things like that, carrying pads. It was fun. And then, of course, I got the nice haircut.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Yeah, always.
Yeah, it's a very different era in the NFL. Yeah. Lamar, it's been an enjoyable hour. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Get through it healthy. That's the most important
thing. Appreciate that.
For Patrick Manley, I'm Zach Zabeman, Greg Miller, our executive producer, and Paul Zarang, who helped us blast through the speakers of your radio, saying thanks for listening to Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Thanks for listening to this Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access, your all-access pass into the world of Bears football. You can listen to Bears All Access shows or download the podcast online at chicagobears.com. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by United, Verizon, and Xfinity.